part of the Women's Day celebrations in Arua, over 70 girls, young girls and women have benefited from reusable sanitary pads donated by Twezule Foundation, an organization that supports PWDs. And women, the beneficiaries, were advised to observe hygiene and protect their bodies. Nelson Bugembe, the team leader at Twezule Foundation, says the girls who are in school should not miss classes because of lack of pads.
Young people with disabilities often face a lot of challenges when it comes to that period of the month during their menstruation. So we thought about them and we mobilized reusable sanitary pads for them, in that they shouldn't miss school because of a pad. They shouldn't fail to come and attend classes or miss exams because of a sanitary pad. So that is the reason as to why we've come to Eluba Primary School, to support young girls with disabilities with some reusable sanitary pads for their health. And as we commemorate or celebrate the International Women's Day. Literally in Arua, we are looking at supporting close to 70, both young people in school and young women in community. Young girls should really take menstruation as something human, something natural. They shouldn't be surprised when they start their periods, because every human being, if I told you a female, you'll have to menstruate. So it is not a burden, it's not a curse, it is not anything, but it's a natural happening.
Florence Sagio, the senior woman teacher at Eruba Primary School in Arua District, one of the beneficiary schools, says the donation of the pads has improved girl child retention in her school.
We have challenges in our school, the challenge of sanitary pads. Our school normally puts on a small budget to help the girls, but since we have greater number, the budget normally is not enough. I want to thank the Twezule Foundation for helping us. So I wish them, Chef Zane, come back to support us again.
Similarly, Justin Patience Marcia, a P7 pupil at Eruba Primary School, says the pads will help retain girls in school.
Our school, whenever I'm in my menstruation, I say back ache, headache, and stomach ache. Actually, I used to not have, but right now I'm now. Like those days when I used to menstruate, I used to go home. The school provide, but some girls, they fear to tell. They advise them not to fear whenever they're in their menstruation.
Self-settled refugees in Koboko Municipality have expressed concern over what they describe as limited opportunities to participate in income-generating activities such as employment and small-scale businesses. The refugees say many of them can't support their families despite living within the municipality. The refugees were speaking during a participatory forum for key stakeholders organized by the South Sudanese Refugee Association, SURA, at the country motel in Koboko Municipality this week. According to a study conducted by SURA under the Local Leadership East African Return and Reintegration Network, only 32% of urban refugees in Koboko Municipality are engaged in income-generating activities. The findings show that the few refugees engaged in income-generating activities are mostly concentrated in unskilled trade. Maridoshe Kambale, a Congolese refugee in Koboko, says the low income levels have pushed many of the refugees to live in unaffordable conditions.
And then we also have categorization of the camps. You come and get that refugees have been categorized, category 1, 2, and 3. And a refugee is given 10,000 grand for the whole month. And assuming this is a grandma that has no another source of income, it becomes very hard for this mama. So you come and get that due to low income generating activities, refugees are overcrowded in the town. You come and get a house, a very small house, but there are 7 people that are sleeping in that house.
Kennedy Batali, a South Sudanese refugee, appeals to the government of Uganda to consider reintegration of programs to create opportunities for refugees to get involved in income-generating activities.
Depends the education system. You go to Congo, they are talking French. And when we have the Congolese, the refugees of Congolese, here in Uganda we use English, not French. So it gives the host an advantage to use English than a refugee who studied in the French language. So that one is a great difference. Limited skilling opportunities. Yes, as hosts, they have the opportunity to have access to skilling programs, but the refugees mostly rely on the fully sponsored skilling opportunities or trainings. Then the requirements for registering businesses. Most of the businesses that are in Uganda are supposed to go through the formal procedure of registration by URSD. So the host can have the upper hand to register than a refugee because a lot of documents are needed.
Patrick Ogweng, the town clerk for Koboko Municipality, acknowledges the challenges in resources to manage the large refugee population in the municipality.
As Koboko, we have looked at refugees as an opportunity. I want to make this one very clear, that the moment you mention the word refugee, people look at it as a burden. And I want us to demystify this. Or Koboko has already demystified this. Not all refugees are desperate people. The fact is, somebody has moved away from home because of instability, because of looking for where you can sleep with peace. But we are benefiting as Koboko from some of these refugees. And we have a few investments in Koboko, which are being manned by refugees. They are providing employment. They are not only employing the refugees, they are employing the refugees, and the majority of the people they are employing are the local people.
According to a recent refugee data survey conducted by VNG International, over 24,000 refugees have settled in Koboko Municipality as urban refugees.